I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Police are investigating an accidental drowning in Bayou de Seard. Monroe police say 63-year-old Dr. Madura Rangaraj was found dead under his boathouse late Thursday night. Officers say Rangaraj went out to check the pipes in the boathouse because of the cold weather. And his wife called police to the 600 block of Loop Road around 7 o'clock after he did not return. Officers called for a dive team who found Rangaraj's body in the water near the boathouse. Sarah Palin will be traveling to Louisiana this weekend to rally with Republican U.S. Senate candidates Bill Cassidy as Tea Party backers line up for the GOP congressman in hopes of defeating Democratic incumbent Mary Landrieu. Palin, the former Alaska governor and Tea Party favorite, will attend a Cassidy rally Saturday afternoon in Monroe at Hangar 10, seeking to keep Republican voter enthusiasm high for the December 6th runoff. The event will also feature the patriarch of TV's Duck Dynasty family, Phil Robertson, and it will include Ralph Abraham, the GOP candidate in a runoff against Democrat Jamie Mayo for the 5th District Congressional seat representing Northeast Louisiana. Former Senate candidate Rob Manus, who failed to make the runoff but locked up much of the Tea Party support in the primary election, also will speak at the event. The Revenue Estimating Conference meets today to discuss the latest numbers and forecast for next year's state budget. KEDM's Ashley Lyons reports passage of amendments protecting health care and coastal issues earlier this month means higher education will likely be targeted if budget cuts are necessary.
Three constitutional amendments approved by voters last week leaves higher education more vulnerable to budget cuts. Traditionally, higher ed and health care are hit the hardest during tough budget times. But Jan Mueller, head of the Louisiana Budget Project, says the approval of Amendments 1 and 2 protects a larger portion of health care dollars from being cut.
And that, of course, makes it harder when the state has to cut to find places to cut. And the most vulnerable is higher education, which is the budget that we've hurt the most over the last few years.
The passage of Amendment 8, which protects funding for artificial reef development, is another amendment that has the potential of keeping state dollars away from higher education. Mueller says less state funding for higher ed means higher tuition costs.
If we keep cutting the money the state puts up, that probably means these tuition increases are going to continue indefinitely.
Mueller says we could see the impact of these new constitutional amendments on higher education very soon, as there are concerns the state is facing a revenue shortfall and cuts will need to be made. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
The search continues for a missing Louisiana woman believed to be in a wooded area of South Arkansas. 32-year-old Amanda McKinney McPherson of Marion was last seen in the woods near Three Creeks in Union County on November 3rd. Sheriff Mike Magoo says McPherson and a male friend were driving in the area and got stuck. Magoo says the male friend went to find help but got lost. Says by the time the friend arrived at the truck, McPherson had left. Magoo says she talked to family and friends on her cell phone before trying to walk out of the woods on her own. He says they're still in and out of the woods looking for McPherson during the search. No one has heard from the woman since her phone went dead. Magoo says they have no reason to suspect foul play at this point, but are not ruling that out. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-40s. This is KEDM News.